I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with events showcased in the Journal Enquirer weekend for April 13th and 14th. Here are the goings-on. In music news, Anthony Garaci and the Boston Blues All-Stars, New Haven and Norwich. Pianist Anthony Garaci and the Boston Blues All-Stars will perform at the Norwalk Arts Center on Saturday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m. Located at 62 Broadway in Norwich. Melissa Errico Fairfield. Tony-nominated singer and Broadway actress Melissa Errico will perform at the SHU Community Theater on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. The theater is located at 1420 Post Road in Fairfield. Tour de Friends Part 2, New Haven, hip-hop duo Atmosphere will celebrate their 20th anniversary with this tour stop at Toad's Place on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m. Toad's Place is located at 300 York Street in New Haven. Opera and Poetry, Stratford. Italian poet and opera singer Stefano Russo will perform alongside pianist Eric Trudell at the Stratford Library on Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. The library is located at 2203 Main Street in Stratford. Dave Hill, New Haven. Comedian and singer Dave Hill will perform at the Jazzy's Cabaret on Saturday, April 20th at 6 p.m. at 4 Orange Street in New Haven. Transcendence and Triumph, Greenwich. This performance by the Greenwich Choral Society at the Greenwich High School Performing Arts Center on Saturday, April 20th at 4 p.m. features spiritual music by composers like Franz Joseph Haydn, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Greenwich High School is located at 254 East Putnam Avenue in Greenwich. A live tribute to the Delta Blues, Madison. New England Music Hall of Famer and blues musician James Montgomery and guitarist Christine Ullman will perform at Madison Cinemas on Saturday, April 20th at 7 p.m., guests at the event will also be shown the documentary Bonnie Blues, James Cotton's Life in the Blues, located at 761 Boston Post Road in Madison. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Hartford. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra will perform live music from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince while the film plays on the screen of the Bushnell on Saturday, April 20th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Bushnell is located at 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. Here's what's happening on stage. Cabaret, Bridgeport. This musical, based around Berlin in the 1930s, will be performed on the stage of the Downtown Cabaret Theater from Friday, April 19th through Saturday, April 20th. Showtimes range from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Located at 263 Golden Hill Street, number 3, in Bridgeport. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, West Hartford. The musical, based on the children's book of the same name by Judith Viorst, depicts the numerous struggles that a boy named Alexander goes through. It runs from Saturday, April 20th through Sunday, May 5th at Playhouse on Park at times ranging from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Playhouse on Park is located at 244 Park Road in West Hartford. Putnesca, Easton. This event at the Easton Public Library on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. features dramatic readings of one-act plays, music, and dancing. It all takes place at 691 Morehouse Road in Easton. Cinderella, Bridgeport. The classic fairy tale Cinderella is being performed on the stage of the Downtown Cabaret Theater through Sunday, May 19th. Showtimes range from noon to 3 p.m. It's located at 263 Golden Hill Street in Bridgeport. Noah's New Ark, a Musicalia, Stratford. This show at Unitarian Universalist Church of Greater Bridgeport on Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. aims to teach guests about climate change through sing-alongs, readings, and poetry. The Unitarian Universalist Church is located at 275 Huntington Road in Stratford. All My Sons, Hartford. All My Sons is a play that tells the story of a neighbor that has to recon with hidden secrets. It will be performed on the Hartford stage through Sunday, May 5th. Showtimes range from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Located at 50 Church Street in Hartford. Cirque du Soleil Bazaar, Hartford. High-flying acrobatic dancers and musicians will perform at this show at the Under the Big Top Theater through Sunday, May 5th. Showtimes range from 1 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and the Big Top is located at 302 Market Street in Hartford. Snow White, Hartford. The Ballet Theater Company will perform the classic fairy tale Snow White on the stage of the Bushnell Performing Arts Center on Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st. Showtimes range from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and it's located at 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. In food news, food and drink, Connecticut Beer Fest, Hartford. Local breweries will be bringing special brews to the Connecticut Convention Center on Saturday, April 20th at 1:30 p.m. for the annual Connecticut Beer Fest. It's located at 100 Columbus Boulevard in Hartford. Miscellaneous Earth Day Family Celebration in Trumbull. The Trumbull Nature and Arts Center is celebrating Earth Day on Saturday, April 20th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Guests can meet animals, see tree climbing demonstrations, and more at 7115 Main Street in Trumbull. Earth Day Tour of Deep Hollow Farm in Chester. Deep Hollow Farm will celebrate Earth Day on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. with a tour and info session about climate change and farming at 42 Deep Hollow Road in Chester. McKinley Elementary School Carnival. This carnival at Jennings Beach aims to provide entertainment for all ages with rides, food, and games. It runs Friday, April 19th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday, April 20th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, April 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. at 880 South Benson Road in Fairfield. It's a musical mashup This Week in Connecticut by Christopher Arnott in the Hartford Current. Some great meldings of loud, smooth, and brash musical notes can be found on Connecticut stages this week. Ska, a musical fusion of rock and reggae, gets a wide-ranging weekend celebration at Space Ballroom with Sublime with Rome. With a ska edge as well as pop, rock, and party band leanings, plays at Foxwoods Premier Theater in the legacy of the legendary California band of the 2000s, Sublime. Beau Soleil marries accordions and fiddles at the Kate. There are also a couple of multi-generational events which show how neatly culture can evolve and accommodate, including the games-filled Garden of Literacy event at the Stowe Center, the Parent-Child-Teacher Panic, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at UConn's Connecticut Repertory Theater and the family-friendly musical theater version of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day at Playhouse on Park. Here are some of the top things to see this week in Connecticut. 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at UConn's Harriet S. Jorgensen Theater, 2132 Hillside Road, in stores. The Connecticut Repertory Theater's spring musical, running through April 28th, is the crowd-pleasing 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee by composer William Finn and writer Rachel Schenken, from a concept by Rebecca Feldman. It's about a small-town spelling bee event that its home county is exorbitantly proud of holding. It's also about the dreams and anxieties of its young contestants. Much of the comic turmoil comes courtesy of parents and other authority figures. The show marks a return to the Harriet S. Jorgensen Theater at the University of Connecticut for the Connecticut Repertory Theater Company, which staged last year's musical Rent at a different space. For information, visit the website crt.ucon.edu. Connecticut Ska Weekend at the Space Ballroom, 295 Treadwell Street in Hamden. Connecticut had a thriving ska punk scene back in the 1990s, largely based around the Tune In Club in downtown New Haven. The bands from those days are older now, but many are still around or happy to reunite. Younger bands have also taken up the ska style. The Space Ballroom, which has inherited some of the vibe of the old Tune In, is hosting a two-day ska weekend, April 19th and 20th. Friday night is headlined by Sonic Boom 6, the British ska band that has been around since 2002. With Long Island's high school football heroes and Connecticut's own Drop Party also on the bill. The Saturday lineup is the Agrolites from the West Coast, a reunion of one of the best ska bands of the 90s, Spring-Heeled Jack USA, plus Nick and the Adversaries from Boston, and Millington, which is technically a brass emo act from Albany, New York. The trombones will be blaring. Each show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets for April 19th are $25, $20 in advance, while April 20th is $30, $26 in advance. For tickets or information, visit the website spaceballroom.com. Garden of Literacy at the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, 77 Forest Street in Hartford. The Stowe Center's annual Garden of Literacy event unites nature and books in and around the institution's gorgeous plants and lawn, April 20th from noon to 7 p.m. There are outdoor activities from noon to 5 p.m., everything from a poetry and writing table to hula hoops and bubbles. Indoors, there are workshops for writing poetry or science fiction at 1 p.m., which is $35 per person, and the attendance is limited to 12, so registration is required. A reading of Dr. Seuss's The Lorax for children at 2:30 p.m., and an intergenerational family tour of the center with the theme Inheriting Freedom at 3 p.m. For information, visit the website Harriet Beecher, B-E-E-C-H-E-R, Stowe, S-T-O-W-E, center.org. Singles Spring Dance, Friday, April 19th from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Polish American Club, 541 North Main Street in Bristol. We'll dance to the music of our DJ, Cadillac Jack. It will be a fun night. You can purchase food at the Open Kitchen from 7 to 9 p.m., dress to impress, and there'll be door prizes. Admission is $17. For information, call Gail at 860 463 6906 or email gfuller2@aol.com. The Hot Flashes, an exciting trio of female vocalists, the Hot Flashes has reunited after 13 years to once again feature their tight vocal harmonies and solid instrumentation. The Hot Flashes are Amy Gallatin, who, with her expressive soulful singing, has made a name for herself on the American music scene, both in the USA and in Europe. Award-winning singer-songwriter Gail Wade and multi-instrumentalist Peggy Harvey, founding member of the long-running bluegrass group Traver Hollow, and who performs with Gail in her band Turning Point. Backed by the solid chops of mandolinist guitarist J.D. Williams, Dobro veteran Roger Williams, both from Gallatin's band Stillwaters, and bassist John Urbanek, the instrumentation also includes the occasional clawhammer banjo. As a group, these six veteran musicians meld their collective experiences, voice, and instruments into a unique and rousing musical experience as the three women fuse their distinct voices into one soaring, harmonious musical element. This all takes place Friday, April 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Unitarian Society of Hartford, 50 Bloomfield Avenue in Hartford. $20 is the suggested donation. For information, email meetinghousepresents@gmail.com. For reservations, put Hot Flashes reservations in the subject line, or call 959-223-9590. Gabriel Rutledge Comedy Night at the Hartford Funny Bone. Gabriel Rutledge is a quick-thinking, fast-talking, hard-working badass, according to the Louisville Weekly. A past winner of both the Seattle International Comedy Competition and the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival in Atlanta, Gabriel has made numerous television appearances, including Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, Nickelodeon's Nick Mom Night Out, Laughs on Fox, and Inside Joke with Asif Ali, streaming on Amazon Prime Video. He has also performed at the HBO Comedy Festival in Las Vegas, and his dry bar comedy special, A Third of the Room, has been viewed millions of times online. Gabriel has recorded 5 albums, including his most recent, Good Luck in Court, which debuted at number 1 on the iTunes comedy charts. He is also the author of the book Happiness Isn't Funny, True Stories of a Road Comic. He'll be appearing Friday, April 19th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., Saturday, April 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and again from 9 to 11 p.m. at the Hartford Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, 194 Buckland Hills Drive, Suite 1054 in Manchester. Tickets are $30. Event contact is info@hartford.com or call 860-432-8600. An evening with spiritual medium Maura Geist. The evening will begin with a discussion led by Maura. She will discuss when and how this unique ability began, what a medium is, and her understanding of the afterlife. She will also give an overview of how a reading is done, methods used in the process, and what she will need from the audience. Maura will then make connections for the audience members and bring loving and healing messages from loved ones that have crossed over. There will be a brief intermission ending with a Q&A. Come be a part of this spiritual, loving, and healing evening in our intimate, historic setting. Soft drinks and snacks are available. You are welcome to BYOB and F to the venue. Bring your own beverage and food. TM, wine and beer only. ID required. You can also bring your paid ticket to Willington Pizza House for eat-in or take-out the night of the show and receive 15% off your meal purchase. Ask for the Packing House Pizza. The event takes place Friday, April 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Packing House, 156 River Road in South Willington. Tickets are $20 in advance online or $25 at the door. For more information, call 518-791-9474. Greater Hartford hosts Lions Club 59th Annual Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. at the Farmington Avenue Baptist Church, 149 Mountain Road, at the corner of Farmington Avenue in West Hartford. Cost is $12 for adults and $8 per child. Easy access to the breakfast from the Stop and Shop parking lot. There will be a 50-50 raffle. The event contact is Andrew Stern at aes1970@comcast.net. Meriden Food Truck Festival. Free admission. More trucks, more space, more vendors. It's going to be one you can't miss. And it takes place Saturday, April 20th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Meriden Mall, 470 Lewis Avenue in Meriden. An amazing event held in the parking lot of the Meriden Mall. Jump onto spring with an awesome food truck festival featuring more than 20 of the best trucks in Connecticut. The event will have over 70 crafters and vendors for you to browse about and find some great gifts for yourself, friends, and family. There'll be entertainment both days and awesome bounce houses. The event contact is PETRILLOSEvents@gmail.com. Paint and Grow. The Neighborhood Victim Advocacy Program presents Paint and Grow, a community event to kick off National Crime Victims' Rights Week. The Paint and Grow event symbolizes hope and growth by providing a supportive space for celebrating the healing and rebirth for people who have been victimized or who have experienced crimes. Participants will be able to express their creativity through painting a pot and planting a seed or succulent. As you watch it grow, you will be reminded of the non-linear and challenging but beautiful process of healing. Further information about local community resources for victims and survivors of crime will be available throughout the event. Light refreshments will be provided. It's free and open to the public. Meet at College Woods Pavilion. Drop in anytime. This event is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at East Rock Park in the College Woods Pavilion, 41 Cold Spring Street in New Haven. The event contact is mdurand@familyct.org. Farmers Earth Day. Join us for a special Earth Day celebration at our farm on April 20th and 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. Experience the beauty of nature and learn about the vital role farmers play in preserving our planet. Our event features a petting zoo. Get up close and personal with adorable farm animals. Plant a flower, take it home, and contribute to a greener world. Hay rides, enjoy a tour of our sustainable farm, and learn about eco-friendly farming practices. At our farm, we understand the importance of caring for the earth, from nurturing crops to preserving natural habitats. Farmers are stewards of the land, working tirelessly to ensure a sustainable future for generations to come. Come celebrate Earth Day with us and discover how every small action can make a big difference for our planet. The farm is located at 13 Niederwerfer Road in Broadbrook, and admission is $8. Event contact is most helpful, mysti@gmail.com, or call 860-670-3594. Free handbell concert takes place Saturday, April 20th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Wethersfield United Methodist Church, 150 Prospect Avenue in Wethersfield. The event will be free with a free will offering. After a day of rehearsals, the attending handbell ensembles will present a free will concert of the prepared massed ringing pieces, as well as solo performances from individual groups. Please join us for this concert and share in our love of handbell ringing. The event contact is ct.areal@handbellmusicians.org or call 860-881-7000. Candle making class takes place Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Parkville Market, 1400 Park Street in Hartford. Cost is $45. Join Janira Taylor from Scentfully Tailored as she walks you through the process of making your very own 8-ounce candle. You'll be able to choose your scent and customize your label. Enjoy drinks and food from the market for a unique night out. For more information, visit Hartford.com. Rave On, the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, Saturday, April 21st, from 2 to 3:15 p.m. at the James Blackstone Memorial Library, 758 Main Street in Brantford. The event is free. The Rave On duo features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, playing hits like That'll Be the Day, Not Fade Away, Peggy Sue, Pretty Woman, Crying, and Only the Lonely, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. This is the music that paved the way for rock and roll and influenced the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and countless other artists. Rave On is living proof that Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and the music of early rock and roll is timeless and continues to appeal to people of all ages. Registration is required to attend this in-person event. The event contact is programs@blackstonelibrary.org or call 203-488-1441. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the JI Weekend and the Hartford Current. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.